1. Confessions about Holy Spirit power. The Holy Spirit comes upon me and I speak in tongues and prophesy. Acts 19.6. God pours out His Spirit upon me and I shall see visions. Acts 2.17. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon me. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Isaiah 11.2. I receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon me. Acts 1.8. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to defeat my enemies. This is God's covenant with me. God's Spirit, who is upon me, and God's words, which He has put in my mouth, shall not depart from my mouth, from this time and forevermore. Isaiah 59.21. I turn to heed the rebuke of wisdom, and the Spirit of wisdom is poured out upon me, and words of wisdom are made known to me. Proverbs 1.23. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent me and anointed me to proclaim liberty to the captives. He has sent me and anointed me to proclaim recovery of sight to the blind. He has sent me and anointed me to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Luke 4.18. 2. Confessions about anointing. I have an anointing from the Holy One. 1 John 2.20. The anointing which I have received from Him abides in me, and I do not need that anyone teach me, but as the same anointing teaches me concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught me, I will abide in Him. 1 John 2.27. The Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. Isaiah 61.1. He has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted. He has anointed me to preach deliverance to the captives. He has anointed me to open the eyes of the blind. He has anointed me to set at liberty those who are bruised. He has anointed me to announce the year of the Lord's free favors. Luke 4:18, 19. Isaiah 61:1 to 13. 3. Spiritual fullness confessions. I am commanded by God to be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5.18. I hunger and thirst for righteousness, and I am filled. Matthew 5.6. I believe that God grants me, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit, in the inner man, that Christ may actually dwell in my heart through faith. Ephesians 3.16-3.17. Being rooted and grounded in love, I may be able to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3.18. Even when full, I thirst for more of God, and I come to Jesus and drink. I believe in Him, and out of my belly will flow rivers of living water. John 7.37-7.39. I must be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. Acts 2.4. I must be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak the Word of God with boldness. Acts 4.31. I must be filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesy. Luke 1.67, 1 Corinthians 14.1. The God of hope fills me with all joy and peace in believing that I may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15.13. I must be full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to admonish one another. Romans 15.14. I shall see and become radiant, and my heart will swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to me, the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to me. Isaiah 60.5. God is able to make all grace abound towards me, that I, always having all sufficiency, in all things may have an abundance for every good work. 2 Cor 9.8. 4. Thanksgiving for God's sanctifying work in my life. I thank you, God, that you sanctify me completely so that my whole spirit, soul, and body is preserved blameless at the coming of my Lord Jesus Christ. You call me, you are faithful, and you also will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Thank you, God, that you are able to keep me from stumbling, and present me faultless before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy. Jude 24. Thank you, Father God, that you arm me with strength, and make my way perfect. Psalm 18:32. Thanks, Lord Jesus, that you are able to save me to the uttermost. I come to God through you. Thank you that you ever live to make intercession for me. Hebrews 7:25. Thank you, God, that you will put your laws in my mind, and write them on my heart, and you will be my God, and I shall be yours. Hebrews 8:10. Thank you, God, that you give me a new heart, and put new spirit within me. You take the heart of stone out of my flesh, and give me a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 37:26. Thank you, God, that you put your spirit within me and cause me to walk in your statutes, and I will keep your judgments and do them. Ezekiel 37:27. Thank you, God, that you deliver me from all my uncleannesses. Ezekiel 37:29. Thank you, God, that you do not let me wander from your commandments. Psalm 119:10. I have presented, and do present my body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. Romans 12:1. I have died, and my life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. 5. Confessions for deliverance from demons. I submit to God. I resist the devil, and he will flee from me. James 4:7. I have the faith of God and I expel demons. Mark 11:22. Mark 16:17. Jesus has given me authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Luke 10:19. The spirits are subject to me. Luke 10:20. I heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers and cast out demons. Freely I have received, I freely give. Matthew 10:8. In righteousness I shall be established, and I shall be far from oppression, for I will not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near me. Isaiah 54:14. I give no place to the devil. Ephesians 4:27. I shall know the truth, and the knowledge of the truth shall make me free. John 8:31. The Father delivered me from the domain of darkness, and transferred me to the kingdom of His beloved Son. Colossians 1:13. I sit with Christ in heavenly places, far above all principality and might and dominion. All things are under the feet of Jesus. I am complete in him who is the head of all rule and authority. Ephesians 2:6. Colossians 2:10. Ephesians 2:20-22. Through the blood of Jesus I am redeemed out of the hand of my enemies. I overcome the devil because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, and I do not love my life even to death. Revelation 12:11. We know that no one who is born of God sins, but he who was born of God keeps him, and the evil one touches him not. The evil one shall not touch me. 1 John 5:18. Do I not hate them who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Psalm 113:9-21-24. Casting out demons. Jesus commanded me to cast out demons. Matthew 10:8. I cast out demons in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mark 16:17. I am sent as Jesus was sent to cast out demons. John 20:21. Luke 4:18. The demons are subject to me in Christ's name. Luke 10:17. Jesus gave me authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Luke 10:19. Nevertheless, I do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to me, but rather I rejoice because my name is written in heaven. Luke 10:20. Jesus sent me to proclaim deliverance to the captives. Jesus sent me to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Luke 4:18. Jesus gave me authority to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases, and power over unclean spirits to cast them out. Matthew 10:1. God delivers me from the evil one. Matthew 6:13. I shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent I shall trample underfoot. Psalm 91:13. 5. Confessions for personal health and healing. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Matthew 8:17. By the blows that cut into him I was healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Surely he has borne my griefs and sickness and carried my sorrows and pains. He was wounded for my transgressions, he was bruised for my iniquities, the chastisement for my well-being and peace was upon him, and by the blows that cut into him, I am healed. Isaiah 53:4-5. He sent his word and healed me, and delivered me from my destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Psalm 107:20-21. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord forgives all my iniquities, and heals all my diseases. He redeems my life from destruction. He has mercy on me. He satisfies me with good things. He renews my youth. Bless the Lord. Psalm 103:1-5. He is the Lord who heals me. Exodus 15:26. Declarations which can be made when we meet the conditions. A believer has laid hands on me, and I shall recover. Mark 16:18. I have called for the elders of the church, and they have prayed over me, anointing me with oil, in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will heal, and save me from sickness, and the Lord will raise me up. If I have committed sins, I will be forgiven. James 5:15. I confess my trespasses to one another, and pray for one another, that I may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. James 5:16. I diligently heed to the voice of the Lord my God, and do what is right in His sight, give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes. God will put none of the diseases on me which He has brought on the people of the world. Exodus 15:26. I give attention to God's words. I incline my ear to His sayings. I do not let them depart from my eyes. I keep them in the midst of my heart. For I have found them, and they are life to me, and health to all my flesh. Proverbs 4:20-22. Revelations of Christ on this issue. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and disease among the people. But when He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion for them. Matthew 9:35-36. Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. I am the Lord who heals you. Exodus 15:26. I am willing, be cleansed. Matthew 8:3. I will come and heal him. Matthew 8:7. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Matthew 8:12. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Matthew 8:13. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses, and all kinds of diseases among the people. Matthew 4:23. And when Jesus went out He saw a great multitude, and He was moved with compassion for them, and healed their sick. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest, who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:15-16. 6. What the blood of Jesus does for me? Father, I confess all my sins to You, name them. Thank You, that You are faithful and just to forgive me all my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. I choose to forsake these sins by Your grace alone. I thank You, Lord Jesus, that Your blood cleanses my conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Hebrews 9:14. I thank You, Father, that my heart is sprinkled from an evil conscience by the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 10:22. Thank You, Lord, that in You I have redemption through Your blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of Your grace. Ephesians 1:7. I am redeemed to God by the blood of Jesus. Revelation 5:9. Thank You, Lord, that I have now been justified by Your blood, and shall be saved from wrath through You, by Your life. Romans 5:9-10. Thank You, Father, that I was redeemed from my aimless conduct received by tradition from my fathers with the precious blood of Christ. 1 Peter 1:15-19. Thank You, Father, that I overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of my testimony, and I do not love my life to the death. Revelation 12:11. Thank You, Father, that I have boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 10:19. By Your grace teach me to walk in the light as You are in the light, and then I will have fellowship with others, and the blood of Jesus Christ God's Son cleanses me from all sin. 1 John 1:7.